Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll talk with Kim Bocamper here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Before we talk football with him, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie. You're online at caneswear.com. So we all know Bo. He was a legendary Miami Dolphin. You watch him on Dolphins coverage on CBS4 now, and I think it's tough for him sometimes to contain his disappointment slash frustration sometimes on the post-game show. I was watching last week. He was talking with, he was at the Mike McDaniel press conference. He asked several questions. Then I think, who was it? Maybe Jalen Phillips had joined you in the hallway, Bo. But it's tough for you to watch them collapse to a team like the Carolina Panthers, no?
It is. Look, by the way, that's not the guy that's going to be in the Super Bowl the music that came in, is that Bad Bunny that you threw out there for me?
Yeah, Jimmy said you specifically requested that song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Tell Jimmy I said thank you for that.
You're welcome.
he's got a good presence, Jimmy. You're really good. Anyway.
Yeah, he does. He's a work in progress. He's a work in progress.
Yeah, I get frustrated. For me, next year will be the 50th year that I've been associated with the Miami Dolphins in one way or another. And so it's in my blood. And when they play games like that, which are really hard to grasp. I get angry. I get frustrated. And for the rest of the week, I walk around with a black cloud over my head. So, yeah, it's but I tried to be polite.
No, you're very. I can see though. I can see that because, I mean, when Anthony Weaver preaches violence, like that's the way you played. That's the way your defense played. And I don't think.
Yeah,
your
defense but let me ask this: Isn't that the way that the good teams in this league play? The good teams, right? Mm-hmm. Show me one of the top teams in the league that on defense doesn't play violent football.
That brings me to my next question, because I was going to ask it in a nice.
You didn't even ask me one question yet, so it's not your next question.
Brings me to the question after Hawks.
Right,
so you talk
everybody's
about
a work in progress, Bo. We're all works in progress.
Bo, your association with the Dolphins started with the Killer Bees. It's you, Bo, Baumhauer, Betters, Brusinski, Blackwoods. Yeah. I know a number of them dudes. I've been around them. I've heard stories. Who on this team could have played with the Killer Bees, if you see what I'm getting after? Because I don't know if those guys exist right now down in Miami Gardens.
Yeah, I don't think I could put my finger on one, but I'm not saying that they couldn't. it's just the style of defense that they play these days. You know, it's I mean, we were a very disciplined defense. We were, you know, I see these pass rushers now, and you know, and look, this league has become a league of, you know, get to the quarterback, you know, any way you can. And so you got guys doing spin moves inside and losing contain and getting out of gaps and this and stuff. But we didn't play that way. We adhered to our rules, and that's what you know, we were a pretty physical football team, but I think we were a team that was disciplined in where you had to be, and the concept of the defense you're playing. To me, I look at it and Channing, you think so. You see the it's kind of going across the league. You know, they're playing this defense where they put two big defensive tackles in the gaps in the guards or on the guards, right? And then you put two stand up guys that are slash outside linebackers, slash edge guys, slash pass rushers, and then they try to play defense that way. And to me, it creates a lot of holes and a lot of space. And the linebackers have to fill gaps and stuff like that. And it's a little strange to me. But I still think those guys have they been in a system like ours. I think Jalen Phillips. I think Zach Sealer. I think Jordan Brooks. Those guys could play in it, but they're not given a scheme. We were a bend but don't break defense. We would have guys that. So the concept in ours was, look, make more plays to get down the field, because at some point we're going to get a turnover or we're going to make some change. And so, you know, the more opportunities they had, the more we had to disrupt it. And so it's, but I don't know what's going on with them right now. I don't know how that defense, it's a little foreign to me, to be honest with you.
And Bo, is Anthony Weaver kind of hamstrung because of the fact that he can't load the box or do too many exotic blitzes, because now you're one-on-one with those corners, and Jack Jones is got ate up on Sunday. Like, is he hamstrung with his playbook because of his personnel?
Well, yes, he is. And I think there's a couple reasons. Look, you got two cornerbacks that weren't even on the team. At least one of them wasn't on the team the last preseason game. And then you got guys that are injured. You had Storm Duck, who was going to be their best cornerback, and he was a undrafted free agent the prior year, and then he goes down, and then you got Kenneth Grant, you got Jordan Phillips, and you got this guy Zeke Biggins that they brought in, and I think they're going to be good, but you're just throwing them to the wolves. They're having trouble. Kenneth Grant, you know, he gets pushed around pretty good at times, which you wouldn't expect if you looked at him. But I think they're very young on both sides of the ball, and you're like, look at the offense. Savaii Anaya is having those issues, and some of these other guys. So from the Anthony Weaver side, yeah, I think that he's. I don't think that he can run his defense the way he wants to run his defense, especially if you're two middle guys that are supposed to be, quote, run stoppers, are playing 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and not in the offensive side of the line of scrimmage, 3 yards behind the defensive side of the line of scrimmage.
The wrong way.
The wrong direction. I always said this, if you're a down lineman, there's only four things you can do. Three things are good, and one thing is bad. You can go straight, left, or right, but you can't go backwards. Backwards is bad.
Bo, I heard you talking a little bit with Joe about this in the morning, and you brought up Kenneth Grant. You brought up Savaii Anaya. They haven't been reliable, to say the least, this early in the season. And just to dive in a little bit deeper on your thought process there, is it because – look, ultimately, they're young guys. They're put in tough spots to succeed because they're basically
being put in spots where they have to succeed immediately and fill massive holes? Or ultimately, does the standard just change? Your first, second round pick, your team needs you to produce. You're taking that high for a reason. Like, is the standard, they should be better flat out because, hey, they're taking that early and you need them to succeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
No, look, there's a reason that they're having to play because the franchise, look, you had, they were fine for the last 3 years when you had Sealer and then when you had Calais Campbell, and the 2 years before that or 3 years before that you had Christian Wilkins. No problem there, you know, but now they don't have those guys. So you've got Sealer, who kind of benefited from Christian and who was a Christian and Campbell.
Yeah, Calais, yeah.
And so now Sealer's got to be Calais Campbell and Christian Wilkins. And he's playing with guys that aren't at the level that he was when they're – I know that's not making a lot of sense, but the point is you've got to play those guys. So look at what happened last year with Patrick Paul. Patrick Paul comes in, second-round draft pick. He's got Teron Armstead there. And so he gets, and Teron played, what, I don't know how many games. But anyway, so he got to be tutored by Calais by Teron until Teron got to the point where he couldn't play anymore. So then Patrick goes in, and he gets up like 350 snaps, right? So now he comes back as a second-year player, and look at what he's doing. He's certainly the best offensive line, unless maybe with Brewer on that line. But these guys that have come in, Savaya Naya, Kenneth Long, Jordan Phillips, they haven't had those repetitions to get to the point where he is. And so they've basically just thrown him to the wolves, you know. And look, Channing, you know this. The first time you go in as a rookie, and you know you're going to see blocks that you've never even seen, you've never heard of, you've never played against, and it takes you a while to figure it out. I heard something. I think it was Kenneth Grant or maybe it was Phillips said about when we get down there, we're looking sideways to see which way we should go. When what they should be doing is just following where the blocker takes him to the ball. Isn't that defensive concept, Channing? The blocker that's trying to block you will take – the blocker that's blocking you will take you to the ball if you stay with him. Right?
Yep. They're going to try to make you do something, and you have to fight against it because they're doing their job, so don't let them do their job. It's very simple.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're not – you know, they're only seeing it. Some of these games they go in, and every team's got maybe a little bit different blocking scheme, and so they're seeing something new every day, every week. I think they're going to be good players. I think all of them are going to be good players. But this to me, for them, is a year of learning, and you can tell right now that it's a hard lesson being taught.
Well, no one expected that, though, right, Bo? I mean, I don't know what your expectations were for this season.
I think everybody thought you're going to bring in Kenneth Long, and he's going to be a very good player because he was a very good player at Michigan. You know, you're in even Savai and I. Oh, look, you know, although he had changed positions a couple times to get there, you expected him. And so, you know, and that, I think that was a lot to expect of those guys. Look at Chop Robinson last year. Chop comes in. Everyone expects him to be this guy that's going to be setting the world on fire. It took him half a season before he became the Chop that ended up with six sacks. And even he this year is struggling because the scheme he's playing this year isn't the same he's playing last year. So I don't blame these guys for their physical talent, and I do think they're going to be good. And I think the Dolphins, and for Anthony Weaver, he has no other choice. Who's he going to put in there? I mean, who's going to put in those two spots where you need two run stuffers in there? You don't have any more.
And offensively, Bo, what happened to the creativity? What happened to the reverses, the shuttle passes, the no-look passes, the flea flickers, the throwback screens? Like, what happened to McDaniel's creativity? We're just running normal NFL plays now. We're not used to seeing fun stuff.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you, the game before the Jets game, you saw a little bit that. They ran that little reverse where he tossed the ball from behind his back and got him out and then they'd get him out and sprint him out and get Tariq across. You saw a little bit of it then, but I'm with you. I don't know what the number was last year. I think it was like somewhere around maybe 60% of the passes were thrown behind the line of scrimmage. You know, you throw those little out passes to Achan, and then when Jonnu Smith came in there, Jonnu Smith probably caught at least half of his passes behind the line of scrimmage, behind some kind of a screen or not. So, they're not throwing the ball down the field. They're not, Chan, you look at what happened with Darren Waller. Darren Waller, first half of the game, was killing those guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, running right down the middle of the field, catching footballs, and then that dried up in the second half.
Dried up, disappeared, completely disappeared. Kim Bocamper, we love talking football with you, Bo. Real quick, because we're out of time. Do they win on Sunday? Do they get this thing going?
Well, I hope so, because you know the Chargers are beat up, and then they got some players. You know, they got some players hurt. You know, they got backups playing, but just look the last week, they had a backup running back. He ran for about 285 yards on us, or whatever the hell it was. So. You can't count on guys being out, not being able to play. So I think it's going to be a tough game for them. It may come down to Tua and Herbert, which is the best quarterback.
Hmm.
Ooh.
All right, Bo. Well, we'll leave it on that cliffhanger.
Hey, Bo.
I thought it was very positive with my message today.
That was good. It was. You were very positive today. You were.
Hey, Bo, you got me so scared. I went to your spot on Pine Island a couple of days ago, and they gave me a free Diet Coke. And I was looking around to make sure you weren't around because I knew you would never give me a free Diet Coke.
No. I'd give you a gift card, and you could buy your own Diet Coke.
We'll see you, Bo. We appreciate your time.
All right. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at how I met your mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.